So as we drove back through the rolling hills that separated us from the rest of the world, I was plotting. The art smuggling ring? Sure, I'd help take it down. But not because it was the right thing to do in the eyes of the law. No, I was going to tear it apart because doing so would give me the cover I needed to hunt my own prey. And when I found the person sending those letters, they were going to wish they'd never learned how to write. It was a dangerous path, sure, but danger had always been a bit like a second skin to me. And as we merged back onto the road, blending in with the rest of the world's oblivious travelers, I couldn't help but feel a thrill at the thought of the hunt ahead. The game was on, and I was playing for keeps. "What happened?" Dixie asked, her eyes wide with anticipation and a hint of fear as soon as I stepped back into the boutique. The air between us was charged with the tension of the unknown, the weight of our shared secret pressing down on us like a physical force. Luck happened. I grinned, letting the confidence I felt bubble up into my voice. I was going to get us out of this mess, and no one was ever going to know what we did to Earl's body. Relief flooded across Dixie's face, her shoulders dropping as she let out a long breath. The plan was risky, sure. Diving back into the world of undercover work, using the resources of the very people who, if they knew the truth, would lock us away for good. It was like dancing on a razor's edge. But I thrived in the gray areas where right and wrong blurred into necessity. I walked closer to Dixie, lowering my voice so only she could hear. "I've got a way to use the Marshal's resources to our advantage. We're going to find out who's been sending those letters and shut them down for good." I waved a burner phone Wes had given me before he dropped me back off at the shop. Dixie's eyes lit up with a mix of hope and admiration. "How are you going to manage that?" she whispered, her curiosity piqued. "Let's just say I've negotiated a little side project while I help them with their art smuggling case. They think they're using me, but I'm the one who's going to be pulling the strings." My smile was all the reassurance she needed. The boutique around us, with its colorful fabrics and the comforting scent of fresh textiles, felt like a sanctuary in that moment. Very different from the darkness of our secret and the path I'd just committed to walking. But as I looked at Dixie, her expression a mixture of gratitude and renewed determination, I knew I'd made the right choice. We were in this together, bound by a secret that could destroy us. But now, we had a plan. And with a bit of luck and a lot of cunning, we were going to come out on the other side unscathed.